We continue our learning. We are in Tamid Perek Vav Mishnah Beis. After the menorah was prepared, now we have the Kohen who has the machta, the spoon with the hot coals, and is going to place them in the heichal on the mizbeach hapnimi for the purposes of the burning of the Torah, which was done by another Kohen. Misha zocha b'machta tzavar eset gacholim al gabei hamizbeach. The one who was zocha to take the hot coals in this shovel, he piles up the gacholim on the mizbeach hapnimi v'rididon b'shulei hamachta, and he had to flatten out the coals. This way, the Torah could spread across the whole mizbeach. This way, the Torah would not fall off the mizbeach. So therefore, we had to flatten out these hot coals, and he did that b'shulei hamachta, just using the bottom of the shovel. V'hishtachav aviyot, and then he prostrated himself. He bowed, and he left. As everyone, when they finished their job, they would do hishtachav aviyot and leave the heichal. Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Misha zacha baktores hayanotel es habazach mitoch hakaf v'nosno lo'ahavo o likrovo. So here we're up to the person who is zochet to the burn the incense, to burn the ktores on those hot coals in the heichal on the mizbeach hapnimi. So he would take the bazach. The bazach was the smaller spoon that had the ktores heaped up inside, and we take it out of the kaf, which was the larger spoon, which would catch some of the ktores that would spread out, that may fall off, and this way it would fall into that spoon. V'nosno lo'ahavo o likrovo. Some debate as to what he gave to his friend or a karov or a relative. Either way, this is a Kohen that did not have a pious for this job. The Kohen who was dealing with the Ktoris would walk in with a friend or a relative and have him help him out. And what would he give him? So according to one opinion, he gave him the Kohen, who was doing the Avodah, would give the Ktoris, the spoon with the Ktoris, that were to his friend. And the Bartunur says no, as many others, the Nosno, the Kaf Lo'ohava. He would give the larger spoon to his friend, Sheba Shamimah, who came in with him to the Heichal, Le'Heichal Le'Torach Kach. Then, and what was the purpose of giving the larger spoon to his friend? V'mnis Pazir Menak Toris, Sheba If some of the ktores that scattered from the smaller spoon fell into the larger spoon, because remember the smaller spoon was Malevi Gadush, as he explained the future Habasach, Malevi Gadush, it was full and heaped over. There are times that some would fall into the kaf. No sand into the larger spoon. No sand ohavo es haktoris. His friend would give the ktoris in his pazer b'socha kaf, the extra ktoris that fell into the kaf b'chofnov shel makter. He put it into the cupped hands, the chofnayim of the maktir. According to others, it wasn't just the scattered ktoris that was placed into the cupped hands of by the ohev, by the karov, into the hands of the kohen doing the ktoris. It was all of the ktoris that was placed. And the Mishnah therefore says, nispazir mimenu l'socho, if any of the ktoris, the incense, would scatter into the larger spoon, nosno lo b'chafnav, he, the friend, would place it into the cupped hands of the one who was doing the avodah of the ktoris. But as we said, it may not just be the scattered ktoris that was placed into his cupped hands, but all of the ktoris that were placed into the chafnayim of the one who's doing the ktoris, it was placed in by somebody else. Now we may remember from Maseches Yoma that one of the most difficult avodos in the Beis HaMikdash was trying to pour the ktoris from the spoon into the chafnayim, into the cupped hands of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur. So here, why is someone else seemingly involved in doing this avodah? So the answer is that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol, number one, was trained in advance. This Kohen is part of a Beis Av. He's not trained to do this necessarily. His day to do the Avodah, he happened to win the pious. He didn't have training in doing so. So therefore, to be able to pour from the spoon itself into his hands would be very difficult. How would we hold the spoon with one hand, and if he needs both hands to be cupped together in order to catch the ktoris in those chafnayim, in those cupped hands? So on Yom Kippur, Kohen is trained. Number two, on Yom Kippur, all of the avodas must be done by the Kohen Gadol himself. So we couldn't have anyone else involved. And the Kohen Gadol therefore would have to hold somehow between his fingers, or maybe in his teeth, it would hold the spoon and turn it over, and that way all of the ktoris would fall into his cupped hands. So that's what happened here with either the extra ktoris, or maybe all of the ktoris was poured by someone else into the chafnaim of the of the Kohen who was doing the Ktores, the Avodah of the Ktores, Umalamdin Oso, and they would teach him or instruct him, this Kohen who was doing the Avodah of the Ktores, Heve Zohir Shema Taschil Fanecha Shalosi Kaveh. Be careful that you don't start the Avodah right in front of you, we'll have to see what that means, so that you don't get burned. This is a warning we actually give before this all started. We give him these instructions. And the point here is, based on the Gemara and Yuma, Daf Mem Tes, is that we want the smoke of the Ktoris to cut him up a little bit delayed or a little bit gradually. Says the Bar Tanura, Kadeshatei Ashana Shohelavo, to come slowly. Vizeu Kavoche Shoheb Avodah. In fact, that's greater Kavod to Hashem, having the Avodah done slowly, not rushing through it. So, in what way would he prevent, would he avoid trying to get burnt? So remember, when you walk into the Heichal, so you're walking from east to west. So if you're standing in front of the Mizbeach HaKtores, the Mizbeach HaPnimi, so you're further east. The closer you go towards the other side of that Mizbeach, obviously you're towards the west. So he's told to make a pile of Ktores on the west side, the side that's furthest away from him. So let's say the Ktores would fall off the pile towards the east, he would be able to get it back on to the pile using his hand. But if he started piling the Torahs right in front of him in the east, so then he'd have to reach over burning Torahs to reach any pieces of Torahs that may have fallen towards the west, so he may burn himself. So that's why he would start furthest away, and that was the warning they gave him. They would say, have a zoyer, so be careful, shema taschil lefanecha, meaning lest you should not start the burning of the Torahs right in front of you, right in the east. No, do it towards the west, the other side of the Mizbeach, shalo tikaveh, so you don't burn. Then the Mishnah says, hischil meradeid v'yotzei, so he started arranging the ktores on the coals, and when he's finished, of course, we know he bows, and then he leaves the heichal. Lo haya mahamaktir maktir ad shehamamune omer lo hakter. The one who is involved in the ktores, he would not do so unless the one who is the mamuna, the one who is appointed, the kohen is appointed, announces to him, declares, I want you to offer the ktores. We have to be careful that no one's in the heichal at the time that the ktores is being offered. An announcement had to be made. And once it was clear, so then the Mimuneh would be able to announce, Hakter, time to offer the Ktoris. Imayal Kohen Gadol. Let's say the Kohen Gadol was offering the Ktoris, and the Kohen Gadol could choose on any day to do any part of the Avodah if he wished. HaMimuneh Omer, so the one who was announced, the appointed one, the Kohen is appointed, would say, Ishi Kohen Gadol Hakter. He had to give him respect. So he would say, Ishi, my master, the Kohen Gadol, offer the incense. The people in the Azara left the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, the outer Mizbeach, the Hiktir, and the Kohen would offer the Ktoris, he bowed down and then left the Heichal, and he now has the spoon with him, the empty spoon of Ktoris, he takes that with him. Bar Tanur explains why no one could be there based on the pasuk Vayikra Dezayin. V'chol Adam, this is with respect to the Avod of Yom Kippur. V'chol Adam lo yihyeh ba'ohel mo'ed b'va'o l'chaper ba'kodesh. No one should be in the Ohel Mo'ed at the time that atonement is taking place, which means kol kapara shenasis ba'kodesh. Any kapara that's done in the Kodesh, which is the Heichal or beyond, kol Adam lo yihyeh ba'ohel mo'ed. No one should be in the Ohel Mo'ed. Hilchach. Therefore, be mishas aktara, be mishas matan So a whole list of things that are done in the Kodesh, in the Heichal, therefore no one can be inside. That's the Ktores, Matan Damim, the sprinkling of the blood of the Par Kohen Moshiach, the power of the Kohen Gadol, when he does an Avera, they were in the Maseches Horios, the Par Helam Davashel Tzibur, where the majority of Am Yisrael did an Avera, a special carbon is brought, that's also sprinkled on the Heichal, the Seire Avodah Zarah, also where there was a mistake done and Avodah Zarah was violated, Hayu HaKohanim Porshim Mibein HaUlam V'la Mizbeach, they would have to separate from the Ulam and the Mizbeach. Avol b'shas haktarat toshel Yom HaKippurim. What about the incense that was brought on Yom Kippur? Lo ayu poroshim ela min ha-heichal bilvad, which means that was done in the Kodesh HaKodeshim itself. So where did they have to leave? So all they had to leave was the Heichal, Lefishek Torah shel Yom Kippurim lo haya b'chutz be'echal al mizbach hazav elo lefnai v'lefnim b'veis kodesh kodeshim. So they didn't have to leave between the ulam and the mizbeach, which is also beyond the heichal, which is what we're speaking about here. When they're in the heichal, when the ketores are being done in the heichal, the sprinkling of these special kabbalas are being done in the heichal. So everyone not only has to leave the heichal, but they have to leave in not even the ulam, and even between the ulam and the outer mizbeach, they have to be beyond those areas. But that's all on a regular day. But on Yom Kippur, when the ketores are being brought, since it's being brought lefnai v'lefnim, it's enough that people, of course, they can't be in the kodesh kodeshim. That goes without saying. But they can't even be in the heichal. But that's only the heichal. Once they leave the heichal, they can be between the ulam and the mizbeach. That's not a problem at all on Yom Kippur.